Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Here at Olive Garden, your family, so you'll be testifying in next week's custody hearing. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Okay. Thank you to Charmin Ultra Feast. Charmin Ultra Feast for that wonderful catchphrase submission. And speaking of wonderful, welcome to the wonderful world of Comedy Bang Bang. We are here. We're back in the studio today. And we have, by the way, it's the final episode of June. So grads, hope you're enjoying yourself. Dads, I mean, you know, you had your day about a week ago. So let's, you know, take it easy until next year. But 3 more days for grads and then shut the fuck up with your grad shit. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have two neighbors. Oh, that's so exciting. We have two neighbors. So we'll be talking to neighbors. We'll be talking about neighborhood issues, I'm sure, and exactly what's going on in their neighborhood. We also have a religious leader. So really covering the gamut here on today's show. By the way, my name is Scott Aukerman. And before we get to those guests, I did want to get to our first guest, our guest of honor, as we say, in pole position. Approximately 2 years ago, he had a very exciting career going on where he did a 10-minute set in Lincoln, Nebraska, opening for another comedian, and he was going to springboard that into fame and fortune, and he was about to break out into quite an incredible career in comedy, and then 2020, the pandemic hit. I have seen neither hide nor hair of him on in person and on my television screen since then. So I can only assume that his career was sidelined, and I wanted to catch up with him about that. But he's an incredible comedian for at least 10 minutes. Please welcome back to the show, Max Silvestri.
It's just really an honor to be here. Sitting with you in person again and still kind of, you know,
have you ever sat with me not in person?
Well, I feel like before the pandemic, we wouldn't do knee to knee like this. I mean, the way the studio has gotten closer.
And by the way, my right knee is on your right knee and my left knee is on your left knee. We're both cross-legged knee to knee.
I am totally blue below the waist right now. It is crazy how we're pretzeled up together. But I'm doing good.
Max Silvestri on top, Papa Smurf on the bottom. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly what my sweatshirt says.
Thank you. I'm just reading. Did you make that special for this?
I did. I have like it's like kind of a bedazzling machine where you can just put any kind of material underneath it and you type in the words.
In my day, we bedazzled by hand.
And you had to just kind of hold your hand steady?
we tried, but everything came out crooked.
You got to drink all that coffee to stay up all night bedazzling.
Of course, yeah. Jittery. Your job. Welcome back to the show, Max. So good to see you. And, you know, again, one of our favorite comedians for at least 10 minutes. And you had that, man, we talked about it at length.
Sure.
In two different episodes.
Yeah,
that 10-minute set.
Yeah, in Lincoln, Nebraska. And, you know, it's funny. Hindsight is, I don't know, it's an interesting thing. And I don't think we ever talked about it as kind of being like my farewell to stand up,
because I thought it was your coming out party.
It felt like that at the time, certainly.
Your big debut.
I know, to be
at the ball
in Nebraska doing that 10-minute set felt like, well, this is the dominoes are going to start falling.
Sure.
Because that's what you want when you build momentum in a career. It's dominoes.
I can only imagine Cinderella felt that way going to the big ball. She's like, okay, this is the first one. You know, I'm going to be invited to the Met Gala.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, my calendar's going to be calling me. You need to get a bigger one of
and
me.
And then suddenly, Prince Charming shows up and he's like, hey, I want to marry you and take you off the market.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And she's like, we're still going to be going to balls all the time.
He's like,
I guess that's kind of what it felt like doing that show 2 years ago in Nebraska.
Who are you opening for again?
I believe it was.
Was it Dave Coulier?
It was Dave Coulier. Right. Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't opening so much for a stand-up set as more sharing stories about, you know, having done Full House and doing Fuller House again.
Yes.
So it was kind of more like...
Was there any crossover with your jokes? Did you tell any Full House stories accidentally?
Normally I do, you know, like the normal 10 minutes I have is a lot of Full House stuff, imagining what it would have been like to have been on that show. But I felt out of courtesy, there's kind of a professional...
Respect
of just like, I'm not going to do my Full House stuff now.
You're not going to do that 9 minute chunk, which left you with approximately 60 seconds.
Yeah, where I basically clarified that I wasn't on Full House. There was that 1 minute on either end,
right.
Sort of illegal.
30 and 30.
Yeah.
So when you were on before, we talked to you before the set and we talked to you about how the set was going to go.
Yeah.
And then you came back and we talked about the festival and going to Johnny Carson's house and how the set went.
Mm-hmm.
And it really seemed like, man, Max is on the precipice here. He's a breakout star. It felt like you were going to be on the cover of Variety, maybe.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You're going to be cast in the next Fast and Furious movie, perhaps, or something. Who knows where your career would take you? And then nothing. What was it, the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, it did have that energy then.
This is probably because of the pandemic energy.
Even right after the festival, it felt like we were 10, 11 months out from a big change. You know, like we didn't know about what was happening.
You were feeling that vibe, though, in Lincoln, Nebraska while you were doing the set.
Right. I was like, you know, I was like, obviously many opportunities in front of me, but like I'm just getting this feeling that starting next January, there's going to be unease about a new variant of SARS. And it, like, there wasn't one now, but I was like, there's been 18, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
19 must be on the way. Maybe I shouldn't try to book things, you know, maybe.
You didn't try to book things.
I mean, I did more than not try. I think stuff came my way and I was just like, this is a bad idea. I don't feel comfortable.
What were some of these things you turned down?
I mean, I don't think it's fair to say, because then you look at the people who did.
Well,
they
know that they're second choice.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can give us a little bit of a hint on one of them at least. I mean, couldn't you? I mean, there's got to be something that you were like, man, I would have been great in that if only COVID-19 hadn't happened.
I mean, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but speaking of Papa Smurf on the bottom, if there was a movie you enjoyed where maybe there was a very fast main character who was much like me now, Blue.
Okay, Vin Diesel is coming to mind. I think he's Blue, isn't he?
I don't mean to say I'm not saying the word fast is in the title. I feel like you're doing kind of more of a direct.
Pretty sure Vin Diesel is who you're talking about.
I think one of the main rules of that game where you give a clue is it's not just one of the words of the title. So,
I'm trying to think of other fast characters. Barry Allen, the Flash.
Teeth changed.
Okay, so we got braces? Is this... So a character with braces who's very fast. This is the Pen 15 girls? Are they fast?
I think it does kind of deal with, like, are they going to kiss their boyfriends?
Do we ever see them run on the show? Because if not, they might be fast.
I feel like we do see them walk into rooms, and the previous scene, they were in very far away.
Everyone walks at approximately the same speed. It's how fast do you run, right?
I mean, if they were going slowly, they would have showed the scene where they were getting from one end of the house to the other.
Exactly.
So I can only assume that they elided the distance in but a frame of time.
That's my best guess. That's the only thing I can think of. So unless you're going to be more specific, that's all I can think of.
Well, that's all I'm comfortable doing. But let's just say that that came my way, and I was like, this movie, which is maybe any one of these things we're talking about, is going to come out right before I have a sense that there'll be a pandemic. So
and you don't want that stink on any of your projects. like this movie came out like mere weeks before a pandemic. Maybe it caused the pandemic. You don't want any kind of association with that.
Yeah, I'm all about no stink. And I definitely, just, you know, I was like, look, if I do this, home run, this is, sure, you know, meatball down the middle. I slam the thing out of the park, but
bases loaded as well? Grand slam?
For sure.
Okay.
You know, I would say that it's like a walk-off grand slam, but I don't want to make it seem like every other appearance by me earlier in the game wasn't also really successful.
You had home run earlier, then grand slam.
Yeah, this I felt it would be more a grand slam where they'd call the game like a mercy rule sort of thing.
Oh, because yeah,
so many
in the third inning, maybe they're just like, all right, let's need to forget it,
send everybody home, beat the traffic. But I didn't want an asterisk next to, you know,
yeah, huge hit,
your filmography,
beloved, whatever. But yeah, also, did it cause,
you don't want
the
that
stink
in your IMDb trivia?
No,
you know?
No.
Guy was in a movie right before the pandemic. You don't need that kind of thing.
No,
on
like
your
you,
page.
You get a nickname.
On your star meter.
The Stink Master or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Because I have that stink all over me. So,
well, that's good. I'm glad that you didn't take part in any of those types of projects.
And that's one of many. I mean,
I
had so many opportunities to absolutely be covered head to toe in stink. Like, I could have been.
Were you
going to
be in that Tiger King? Because that was what everyone was watching right when the pandemic hit. Were you part of that, maybe?
I mean, I was able to film a little bit, but, you know, I asked them not to use that stuff. You know, I'm a big, when people ask me to sign releases or paperwork, I'm always kind of like in a rush. And I say, I think my accountant already sent it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
already signed. And then you never follow up.
And then I never follow up. And they're in a legal.
And usually your face is blurred, because I've seen a lot of documentaries and stuff where people's faces are blurred. Is that you all the time? Or?
Well, just in case, I usually like kind of shake my head back and forth
really fast,
quickly. Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like that character that you were talking about earlier.
I mean,
so fast that no one.
There's
can
a reason
you.
It came to me first.
Because you got there first. I guess.
Yeah, yeah. The audition's not till tomorrow. But wow, we're right. So impressed.
Like, this guy got here so early. Let's just give it to him.
Yeah. I walked out of my house, then immediately was in the audition room, because that's how also
right,
much
right.
like Pen 15 walking works.
Wow. So, you know, your career. I think now that everything is sort of wrapping up with COVID-19, you know, maybe you can be back on the upswing or something like that.
I mean, Delta stuff seems.
Yeah.
I'm seeing headlines. I'm not clicking through. I'm not
headlines.
Obviously getting to them.
Wait, remember Jay Leno with his headlines?
I would love to go to his house one day. If there was a festival
oh
where I could
God.
Go to his house, he doesn't even have to be there, you know. But just
the Jay Leno festival. Just walking around his garage.
Yeah, you know, that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
But I think until basically all diseases are eradicated.
That's smart.
You know, I think there's so much happening right now very quickly with UV technology and the idea of, like, could we have a giant, I don't know, light shining down from a satellite at all times, burning off all germs? Like, that's
yeah.
when I would be comfortable letting my career happen the way the industry wants it to.
Sure, because you don't want to star in something and then suddenly, you know, the co-star dies of a future disease or whatever the subject matter is. You know how they changed the Falcon and the Winter Soldier? It was all going to be about the whole plot was about a big virus eradicating people. And then they had to reshoot the entire thing because they didn't want the association of that. You don't want anything like that.
I mean,
where
that
suddenly,
head to toe stink, that show, I think, because of that, you know, people know these.
You don't want to be starring in something. You basically you don't want to be Lou Gehrig. You know what I mean? Where,
no.
where, like, the stink on him.
Oh, my God.
For decades.
It's getting worse. It's right now, it's unbelievable, the stink around
the stink
that guy.
Around Lou Gehrig.
No, I mean, that's the, you know, to have to do a job where there you come back and you have to do it a little different because someone died. How that would be so sad for me.
Oh, it would be terrible.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you're never going to die, because I really want to make sure that people get to see your comedy. What is your Netflix special again?
it's a quarter hour special.
Right, yeah. Right. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
How much of that is credits?
It's all meat, no gristle. You know, they kind of found that there was just there's no setups. And,
no setup. Really? Yeah. So all punchlines.
Yeah.
Wow.
No biographical context. It's all just screamed punchlines and people. That's how this generation, the future.
That's all they have time for.
Yeah. That's all they want. You know, the fast cuts.
You on TikTok, speaking of this generation?
Am I on? That's another one where just me health wise, I'm just trying to, you know, I feel like the virus is everywhere on TikTok. So
plus, TikTok seems to be full body shots most of the time. And who wants to do that? You know what I mean?
I mean, do I want to look at them? No, but, you know.
It sounded like you did when you started that sentence, but gave me the old left turn. Well, I do you have any shows planned? Are you going out on tour? Now, you opened for John Mulaney, our friend John Mulaney, on his tour. Are you opening? He's out doing shows now. Are you opening for him now?
I might do some in Boston. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be fun to do those. But, you know, mostly I'm focused on my health. You know, I think if you go to my
now
website.
Now, you have not been sick at all. You're just focused on it.
I haven't been sick, but I am focused on staying that way.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah. No,
it's like when I eat a meal, it's not because I'm hungry. I'm just focused on staying full. I think that's how we all approach eating and food. So I always want to be a little tired and a little nauseous. And
so when you approach a restaurant, you're like, oh boy, time to stay full.
Yeah. And usually from the parking lot is how I'm approaching them. And then I'm
really fast,
really quickly. That's one of the reasons I'm nauseous, but it's not the only one. And then I'm kind of just topping off. That's how I think of eating.
Got it. It's like going to a yogurt place and then adding the little sprinkles on top. That's what food is to you.
Sort. It's kind of like going to a yogurt place with your own cup of yogurt in your hand from another yogurt place. And just saying I ate a little
in the
ride. I just
want the sprinkles. Do you mind? I wonder if they would give you sprinkles if you just walked in and said like, hey, I just want a topping. I don't want any of the yogurt. Or do they make their money on the yogurt and the topping? You know what I mean? Like, could you just buy the sprinkles in bulk and go, I just want to pay for the sprinkles?
I think if I walked in there, you know, with a face and energy like mine, I think I could get the sprinkles.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But not a guy like me.
I wasn't saying you, but
sprinkle thirsty energy, right?
Yeah, you have an energy of people be like, I've heard this before. I'm sure with your ragged beat up cup and your fake yogurt. That's clearly not
any. I'm bringing fake yogurt in? What's it made out of?
I think it's computer cotton? Paper from the library that has something printed on the other side that you've crumpled into some sort of, you know, twist like shape, but it's not fooling anyone.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. So you may open for John. Do you have any solo shows? Are you doing a tour your own self, or are you around Los Angeles doing show? Or are there even shows? I don't even know.
It's a great question.
Thank you so much.
I mean, there's a reason you're in that seat and I'm in this one struggling to answer these. you know, I'm just taking it minute by minute. So sort of every minute.
You're sort of clocking it. It's like another 60 seconds gone.
Should I try to book shows now? Mm. Should I look in my email and see if I've been offered shows? Mm. How do I do a show? What's a joke? These are kind of the questions.
It seems to me like over the past, you know, 14, 15 months, you should have been stockpiling jokes. Like you should have another 10 minutes ready.
I mean, a 10 on top of the one I did 2 years ago. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to tell you how to do your job. I thought that maybe you would have had another 10 minutes.
I think if we've learned anything from the struggles people have had in the pandemic, it's been to be really patient. You know, I don't think this is a time where, oh, you should be more productive. You know, like I don't have a child at home. But what if I did?
That's true. What if you did have a child?
The idea that I can write new jokes every minute of the day. I don't have time. Every minute of the day, I'm busy thinking about whether I'll do stand up again.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But you did. One thing I did notice, because I sneak in there and I check out your social media accounts every once in a while. I'm a snoop. But you got engaged. Is that true? You got engaged?
I did.
Okay. That wasn't a fake thing that you made pictures of just to trick everyone.
No. I'm getting engaged.
That happened since the last time you were on. I wanted to congratulate you. You're getting engaged. Wait, what?
You know,
you haven't completed it yet? You're in the process? Do you have like a three-step process here? What is exactly is happening here?
So I began telling her all the reasons that I've enjoyed my time with her. And then just, you know, it's like booking stand-up. Life got in the way of just finishing that moment. So she's
ring still in your pocket?
Yeah, it's
don't wash those jeans, by the way, because you'll lose that thing.
But we are I think we are engaged now. So,
OK,
yes, we're going to get
congratulations.
Married.
That's wonderful. Do you have a date? And does a guy like me who checks in with your social media accounts once every month or so get invited to this wedding?
You know, we're kind of non-traditional. I think we're just going to do like a 200 to 400 person thing that's
mostly
professional acquaintances. But, you know, at the end of the day, we both just have these long lists of, you know.
I get it. I understand. I'm not the type who will raise a stink about not being there or not.
And we do not
especially
want to stink
not on this
right.
show. No. Yes. It may come up the next time you're on the show if I don't get an invite. But just to let you know, and that's, you know, not to say that you should or shouldn't because of that, but you know.
Okay, so I should be as ready for that line of questioning as I was for this one.
Yes,
kind of just be really prepared.
I prepped the questions with your people beforehand.
Your team is fantastic. I mean,
your team. Oh my God. I mean, if my team is the A team, I mean, you have like the B plus team.
Oh,
it's incredible.
Sometimes they protect me too much, you know,
a lot
of stuff doesn't get to me.
Yeah.
Like these stand up shows or acting offers, you know, at this point, they know I'm so focused on my health that they, I presume, are going into my Gmail in the early hours of the morning and kind of setting up filters and replying as me and saying no and deleting stuff. And thank God they're doing it because I'm healthier than ever.
Well, hopefully I'll be invited to this wedding before your team. You know, I mean, you pay those people and you don't pay me. So, I mean, they get their reward, you know, their 10% and all that kind of stuff. Me, I technically consider myself to be your friend. And all I get from it is, you know, one wedding invite, a lifetime from you. You know,
it's the very least I can do. I've never been married before. I think this is going to be the one. We've been together 10 years.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's another one in the chamber.
Probably not. I don't even, because if you have a 10-year rule, like, I don't think you can fit another one in before, because I would presume, like, you're not together with someone for 10 years, get married, and then get divorced within 6 months. You know what I mean?
No. No.
So I think, or maybe you do. I don't know.
We've
no
never been
judgment.
Naked in front of each other spent more than, I guess 10 hours.
Have you been naked behind each other's backs?
We turn and face the other direction and get nude in a way that's just, you know, like it's like the way that the energy in a room, like there's sort of it's almost like the air changes and there. I mean, it's a stink, but, you know, there's
the ions and electrons. Just suddenly you can feel that electricity. There.
Yeah, it's like when you walk by a house in the woods, as I often do, and you can tell if the TV's on. It's a little bit of that energy when you're facing away from your partner who you've never seen.
Why did the house have to be in the woods? Because there's so much electricity in cities? Is that what it is?
Well, it's easier for me to hide behind trees and just kind of watch how the people live and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Well, this is wonderful. Max Silvestri is here. He, amazing stand-up comedian who has nothing booked on the horizon except perhaps for a few scant Boston shows opening for another comedian. We need to take a break. We will be right back with we have two neighbors on the show next. This is exciting. You excited to, do you have neighbors yourself, Max?
I do, and I know exactly when their TVs are on, so I'm gonna
okay, good. All right, we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones, and we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace You know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Max Silvestri is here, comedian extraordinaire. It's 2021. I mean, we're halfway through at this point. This week is the sort of demarcation point of halfway through the year. This is the last week of June. And you have any other 2021 plans? This is like a big, big just softball to you where you can just run with this.
So sort of anything.
Yeah. This is broad enough where you can just like shoehorn any joke into it. It's just like, you know.
I'm a big fiscal year guy. So for me, this is the end of 2021. So it's been an incredible year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. My best, healthiest year ever. So I'm excited for FY22.
Great. Wonderful. Well, we need to get to our next guest. They are, I mentioned before, they're two neighbors. They're neighbors with each other, I believe. Or maybe they're just neighbors to other people. I don't know. We'll figure that out. They have been on the show before. And they have a new podcast or at least a new season of their podcast called The Neighborhood Listen, which the third season of which debuts today on Stitcher Premium. Please welcome back to the show, Joan Pedestrian and Burntimia Pide.
Ooh.
Very close.
So
very close.
You
know, sorry.
A lot of people get it wrong. It's a Mia Pide.
Mia Pide. Yes.
I'm
so sorry.
Mia Pide.
So I just got to remember that Pide candy bar at
that's,
the end.
That's what I tell people is think
Mia
of the
Jovovich,
Pide, the most popular candy bar in America.
Right. And Mia Jovovich, the most popular actress in the Resident Evil franchise.
Exactly. Mia Jovovich, Pide candy bar. And then you just cut out the parts like Dave. Like Michelangelo sculpting the David.
Sure, he
you
cut out the parts that
cut
wasn't
away the
David.
Parts that aren't David. Yeah. And then you have Mia Pede. And of course, Joan Pedestrian. Pedestrian, a word.
Just a word. But so much
is.
More, I'd like to think.
Now, it's,
when it comes to me.
Joan, did we ever, is it of French descent originally? Was it Pedestrian?
Oh, yeah, well, good for you, Bernd. Yes, it was. It absolutely was. Yeah, you gave a little Cajun kick just then. I enjoyed that.
I guarantee.
But it's real.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, well, I get presumably at Ellis Island, it was changed to Pedestrian.
That is correct. It was changed, and my husband liked it so much, he took it for his own last name as well.
Oh, really? What was his last name again? I know we covered this last time you were on the show.
Corn
with a K. Corn with a K? With a backwards K?
With a backwards K. It was.
Preceded the band.
It did. And so then it just got weird, and he was always looking to change. And so I said, just take mine.
That's right.
Don't want to toot my own horn, but you know what? In this new day and age, I'm just going to a little bit top realtor in Dignity Falls. Now, Dignity Falls is our neighborhood.
That's right. We are neighbors to each other and to other people.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Okay. Well, by the way, this is Max Silvestri, who I believe is probably a neighbor as well.
I'm a neighbor to a few people.
So you have that in common?
Smurf on the bottom. Okay.
Sorry, he's just reading your sweatshirt.
It's a fantastic sweatshirt.
Yeah, it really is.
Yes, absolutely.
If you ever want one, I'm happy to. It would take 3 to 6 weeks, but I could do it. Yeah.
I don't know if it would apply to people who aren't you. So I don't know.
Why do you have a picture of the stars of Intolerable Cruelty? it doesn't seem to match.
Well, I'm just a fan of the movie.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you buy one of those machines, so you don't have to follow the rules of a big sweatshirt.
I can't remember.
Yes, what was that?
That's all I've got.
Oh, George Clooney.
And a very weird poster, if I remember correctly. It's just like her turning over her shoulder. No information about the show. No, whatsoever.
It's sort of the Pretty Woman, isn't it? I mean, like, everyone's trying to recapture that iconic pose.
Right, exactly. You know, a friend of mine, one of the few movies he's ever walked out of was Intolerable Cruelty.
Really?
Yes. He went up to the ticket taker and said, I'd like my money back. And the ticket taker said, why? And my friend said, I didn't like the movie. And it's only been 20 minutes.
Just pointed at the title.
Yeah.
Wow. What a friend. A good friend of yours?
No, we've fallen out.
Bert doesn't have many friends.
Are you guys friends?
It's true. We're friends. Yes, absolutely.
I believe we're very good friends.
What do you mean you believe that?
Because sometimes I don't know where I stand. Bert, you tend to have sort of like dips and canyons. And
I do have dips and canyons.
Any peaks?
Yeah.
No peaks. Because dips and canyons. Yeah. Dips, great. Everything's fine. Canyons, uh-oh, look out.
Oh, boy.
It's just, if we can paint a picture, Bert, you know, he's a pharmacist at the local CVS.
That's
and
right.
But he does live in an apartment by himself, mm-hmm. and I think sometimes he doesn't get out enough, and his only companion is a ventriloquist dummy named Connie.
That's right. Oh. Who is a broken jaw.
Oh my gosh. But you're a pharmacist. Do you ever get high on your own supply?
Ooh. No. Now, okay.
Oh, wow.
I know this is a fun podcast. And
it is
like,
a lot of fun.
I take that very seriously. And no, I've never taken any of the drug supply in my own pharmacy. If ever I get sick, I go someplace else.
You go somewhere. Oh, yeah, really? A competitor.
And I don't let them know I'm a pharmacist.
How do you conceal that fact?
I wear a false mustache.
Okay.
And I imagine you kind of walk in there being like, so I have no idea what you do back there, but...
Yes, exactly. I make a big deal out of how mysterious it is.
Is this the pharmacy? Like, yeah. you mispronounce it.
That's
right. And I say, well, are all those bottles full of pills or some of them empty just for show?
So take this piece of paper with a drug on it and put it in a glass of water and let it blow up until it's pills or whatever it is you do.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's like those,
it's just like dinosaurs.
Yeah, absolutely. But now it's funny you say, Joan, you said toot your own horn.
Oh.
And the last time we were here, Scott, you seemed to think that expression referred to someone reaching in and hitting your car horn. That tooting your horn was if you honked your own horn.
I completely forgot about that.
I absolutely re-listened to the episode today.
You absolutely did.
I think, isn't it where someone like blows on their own trumpet?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Well,
but I'm not explaining it to myself.
But why would someone, whose horn are they going to toot?
No, see,
here's where I think the expression comes from.
Okay.
Is
please let me, because there's some confusion regarding this matter.
You wanted to say more. Recitally said, okay, you folded your hands on the table.
Your body language,
I'm
you're
working
very
on interrupting Bert. If you listen to our podcast, it's real fun, but sometimes I get excited.
Well, we both get excited. We talk over each other a great deal.
We indeed.
Yes, absolutely.
We do. It
happens.
A lot.
And then the guest.
So, anyway.
I've been looking for a podcast that does that, so this is fantastic because where there's more. Yeah, that's great. I can't wait to see that.
More voices.
I think the idea was that you would be receiving, if you're not tooting your own horn, you'd be receiving a fanfare from someone else because of your greatness.
From your entrance.
Something accomplish. Yes.
So it's sort of like when Caesar would walk into the room and trumpeteers would play his theme song.
Trumpeteers.
The theme from Caesar.
The guys from the trumpet club, the trumpeteers.
Yeah, the theme from Caesar.
So, and instead.
Hail, hail Caesar, he's going to win the day. Hail, hail Caesar, we think he's just okay.
So instead, what would happen is he'd walk in, no one would play the theme, and he would grab a trumpet and go, I'll just do it myself. And that's where it comes from.
From that exact scenario.
Got it. Historic moment.
Got it. Okay, yes. And I thought it was a car horn. I find that hard to believe.
Well, you can listen to the episode. No, as I did.
Well, what did we talk about last time you were on the show? Because I remember you guys are neighbors, and that's approximately 100% of my knowledge about you. So what else has been going on?
well, we are here to promote We are here to promote the third season of our podcast.
What is it about the word promote?
It's just the word.
That's the way I pronounce it. Promote the third season of our podcast, The Neighborhood Listen.
Right.
Okay. I have a Dignity Falls accent. I'm very pronounced
Dignity Falls accent. It's so specific.
Yeah. It's like, Mayor of Easttown, forget it. Right.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say it. Sorry, we're on a real Mayor of Easttown kick.
Oh, you are. It's, you know, hard to be on a kick, an extended kick. There's only a few episodes.
Oh, yeah, and it's long over. And by the time people hear the episodes, the show will have been over for quite some time.
Yeah, approximately 6 weeks or so.
I would say the first six episodes, quite a bit of talk about Mayor of Easttown.
Okay. For sure. Good to know. I just wasn't thinking, you know, because I was into it at the time. I didn't realize it was going to be such a thing.
You taped these episodes a while ago while you were watching Mayor of Easttown.
We did. And I had the idea, I think you guys were talking about TikTok earlier. One of the things I got into during the quarantine was I got on TikTok because I know I'm not really the right age group for it, but there's a lot of musicals happening on TikTok.
Oh, yeah,
they did
Ratatouille,
and they did
they're writing their own, they're lip syncing other ones.
Exactly. Sure. And I started watching Mayor of Easttown. I thought, well, I'm going to do something no one else would do, like almost something you should never do. And Mayor of Easttown, I said, that's it.
Mm.
And so I've started working on it, and that's probably why
you've just started now working on it.
Oh, no, sorry, you're right. I said that wrong. It's like saying I'm getting engaged.
You've completed your work on it?
I have not completed. Oh, okay. Scott, and musical takes about 7 years. I'll tell you what.
Really?
You need that time because you don't want to have it covered head to toe and stink.
Right. Okay.
We absolutely do not. Yes. Oh.
So in approximately 7 years, we'll see a Mayor of Easttown musical from you.
On TikTok.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay.
TikTok, of course, will be around 7 years from now. And it will be just as popular then as it is now.
Well, my hope is to take it off of TikTok and perhaps perform it at the Community Playhouse at Dignity Falls.
I think you have to pay for Pro to be able to take it off.
TikTok
on TikTok, you can't
download. Oh, it's up there forever.
Yeah, they have it.
But is that allowed? Is it allowed to take? Is it allowed to take something off of one platform and put it on?
This was my dream.
We'll look it up. We'll look it up online.
This was my Gypsy.
When you say that, you mean the musical Gypsy.
I had a dream.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's right, because you're a performer. Like, you do stuff at the community theater.
Now look at that. Now I'm starting to come back to me.
Right, it's all coming back to me now as the great, late, great Jim Steinman. Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say Celine Dion.
Well, Jim Steinman wrote it, and he just passed
away. No, I get
it. So I wanted to give tribute to him.
Right.
And Meatloaf also sang it, so we'll... Isn't it weird? He has a space between meat and loaf. Interesting guy.
To distinguish himself from the food.
Sure. But have you been in any production? I mean, obviously, there haven't been productions going on over the last year, I would think.
That's why I've just been performing in my own home and performing online for everybody. Mm-hmm. But before this happened, I was working on a sort of a version of My Fair Lady that was going to be very, very dark. And
really?
Set in some sort of dystopian. That's sort of what's popular on Broadway now, just to sort of take something old and classic and have everyone covered in blood by the end.
We talked about Woklahoma was the portmanteau that you used.
That's right. Yes, never got to do that.
During quarantine, you were working on, I remember you were working on a socially distanced version of 12 Angry Men.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
I don't remember that. I feel like I would have done 12 Angry Women.
Well, that was part of it.
Oh, yes.
We were going
to update it.
But the socially distanced part of it, like they're
okay,
what?
Okay, that's
they're
right. Bert remembers it better than I do. But so I was doing 12 Angry Men, but also some women in it. But
so if they're 6 feet apart, that's like 72 feet wide or something.
Well, they had to build a special stage in the park.
Oh, my God.
Because, we're going to do this outdoors.
Right.
And it ran into a lot of money. It ran into a lot of money building that special stage because they wanted to make it look like a courtroom.
Wow.
But very wide. And of course, there was a lot of forced perspective to make it look like everyone was closer together.
And you had to get actors that were 12 different stages of tall. You exactly. Know, so you had to start.
Max, yeah. I feel like we must have discussed this.
Oh, we could have used you.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Got to crunch the numbers. That's so tricky. Yeah.
So there was a super short person at the lip exactly of the right stage. That's and exactly then people right got taller and taller as they went back.
That's exactly right.
And the yeah table got huger.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And it we looked had Warwick like, yeah Davis played the foreman of the jury. He was right up front. And then in the back,
I'm
Manute
still
Bol.
Amazed that we first acting
from Warwick Davis to yeah Manute Bol. It really ran the gamut.
I have a far reach. I have a lot of old friends, you know, back it's in my time.
You know, as a far reach, Manute Bol.
Right? Yeah. That's true. That's very true. Joan is friends with everybody. That is true.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice to say. Well, yes, to stick on the topic, we do have this podcast. It's called The Neighborhood Listen, where we take posts, actual posts from the Neighbor Hap, which is one of those, you know, you go on online at night and on your
the
app.
The Neighbor Hap? Is that what you said?
The Neighbor
that's
Hap.
Right. That's and right. Oh, okay. Like if you hear a helicopter sometimes, you know, you go on one of those apps. And
hey, say, anyone else hearing helicopters?
Hearing this,
or
exactly
is this all in my crazy head?
Right. Sometimes some of the posts seems like they are. It is in all their heads. But
there's a lot of people that are not well that, no, that's post true on there.
And we try to help them. So we bring them on yes and, you know, we let them explain themselves or if they're searching for someone. Sometimes we find the person.
Exactly. They, yeah. Sometimes I'll post someone will post about a very strange person. And rather than talk to the person who posted that, we'll find the strange
you'll
person.
You'll find the strange person.
And
oh my
find
gosh
out what their motives were for being so strange.
Oh, this
Bernd is really good at finding the strange people. I'm the one that has all the friends, you know, like the famous friends, and he just can track them down. He's well, on his
you're
bike
like a bloodhound.
I'm on my bike a lot. Yes. I
what
ride
kind of bike you have?
It's a Huffy. It's blue. And boy, it's just my best friend.
Racing stripes.
I painted over the racing stripes. Well, here's the thing. I've tried to make the bike less conspicuous because I am going out at night. I have this project where I'm determining probable crime scenes.
I just learned about this.
Oh, like yes. Minority it's Report?
Did you say that's healthy?
Helpful.
Oh, helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's both. It's both. So what I will do is, yes, I got like a precog.
Okay.
But I don't see these
and
things.
You call them Minority Reports.
I do. I for myself, yes. I okay fill in. I
you
fill out another
them
Minority Report.
I think that's
here's another
that's
place
an unfortunate
where a crime
name
could happen. Why is that?
I just, you know, crimes happening in the first word, putting those together. I don't know.
It was already a movie and you might get sued.
Yeah.
That's what you know what, Max? Yeah. Good point. That was probably what you were saying, Scott.
Yep.
Anyway, so I'll ride my bike to these places where I think a crime will happen. And I'm not a vigilante.
Why do you think a crime will happen there? Is it the neighborhood because crimes have happened there or just you have a feeling like a spider sense?
Well, it's not anything supernatural or science fiction.
Yeah, Bernd doesn't believe in that stuff. Or
you don't
even
believe
ghosts
in supernatural or
ghouls
science fiction?
No.
He does believe in ghouls.
Exactly. I am spiritual. I do not believe in ghosts, but I do believe in ghouls.
That's
oh, okay.
and what I will do is I will profile an area and say it's very dark here and this is kind of a dead end and somebody could very easily commit a crime here. And so what I'll do is I will stake out that area and I will wait until a crime occurs until the crime is about to occur. And my plan is if I see the crime about to occur, I will yell out, "Hey!" And this, of course, will dissuade the person from committing the crime.
Of course, yeah. See
this
something,
makes me worry
something
so much that he's going to find himself, you know, becoming a part of an investigation because he's present at all of these
sure, you're a witness to
crimes
these things. I mean, you may end
and
up
and how do you dress when you're doing oh, that, yeah. Bernd? You're
well, I wear coveralls and I have a like one of those miner's helmets with a flashlight.
Okay.
And so my thing is that and I also have is stitched on the front of the coveralls like a stop sign. So stop. And so
this is like cross stitching yeah. or this is like
it's a beautiful cross stitch job. Yes.
Okay.
That I
oh, because my machine could do if you
yeah,
have
if
other
you
coveralls that you need a big stop sign on. You
what's
know?
What's your machine?
It's like a bedazzling kind of like craft machine. So you can put any kind of fabric.
It's, you know,
in it.
Oh, you know the Bowflex. It's a lot of different things in one. This is what it is.
Yeah, like yeah. It uses do heat and it puts.
Can you also put your laundry on this?
Sure, as, you could.
As people do with the Bowflex.
put it under the bed. Never look at it
that's
again.
Right. That's right. And we never speak of it. So the idea is that somebody's going to commit a crime. And this is where Joan, I want to put your fears to rest. I would not be an accessory to a crime. I would not be a suspect because I'm preventing the crime from happening. I turn on my miner's lamp. I point at my chest and I say, "Hey."
And that's it. Nothing else.
That's it.
And
that's it.
Have you ever seen a crime about to occur?
No.
Okay. So that is so. But at some point, you're going to wait it out long enough that, I mean, I'm sure a crime has been committed on every square inch of this earth.
That's a chilling thought.
Very deep.
Including this room?
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Maybe, at some point.
I mean, what is your line for, you know, like, what is your line for when this is definitely a crime that's happening? Because I can just imagine, yeah, like, sometimes, you know, my fiance now, it's crazy to say, like,
oh, so crazy.
She has all these knives that she got from her family. And they're like, family gift. We never use them, but I might try to.
Did each member of the family give her a knife?
Is it like the Murder on the Orient Express?
Knives out.
Yeah, exactly. So I will, you know, say, we don't need all these knives. I'm going to sell one of these knives, maybe on an app or something like that. Anyone need a knife?
Oh, mm-hmm.
But I don't want my fiance to know. So I might go to the dead end that we live on, meet someone there, and then get out of the car and
take a knife out.
They want to see the knife. And maybe they're like, I'm not sure if I want to buy it. I'm a salesman. I come at them a little quickly with a little bit of, you know, elbow grease, trying to get them to look how nice the knife is. You need to look at it closer. Mm-hmm. You're making too quick a decision.
Exactly. Yeah. It might appear like a crime, but to a layperson such as yourself.
Well, now all I'm doing is saying, hey, turning on my headlamp and pointing at my chest. So if there is no crime happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happens?
I would imagine
then,
these people would explain. But what if they don't run away? Criminals are a cowardly superstition.
I know that.
Wait, I just like to, oh, sorry.
My point is if they just hear, hey, and they don't have anything going on, they'll just continue with their business. At what point do you intervene or do you, if the hey doesn't stop them, you don't stop?
If the hey doesn't stop a crime, then a crime has been committed and then I go straight to the police.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a witness to the crime.
In Max's point, though, he's not committing a crime. You say, hey, he follows through. You never intervene. You just witness.
He follows through with the knife sale?
Yeah.
I just wonder why the knife sale has to happen. Don't you put a picture of the knife up on the?
Like, unless you put it next to a quarter, you don't know how big the knife is.
Also, these knives have been given to your fiance by her family, but you're taking the liberty of selling them.
And you're not telling her I am doing it at night. Well, that's why I'm doing it.
You shouldn't be doing that.
I agree. I'm so sorry. I agree. You seem like such a nice man, and my twins could learn so much from you. They're much younger than you, but boy, oh boy, they're on their way to becoming young men, and I'm just worried for them. And you seem so put together. I'm surprised by this knife. Turn.
I mean, I just feel like my entire kitchen, I open every drawer, it's knives. All it is knives.
Knives.
That's yeah. And to be honest, if you said to me in that dark dead end as I'm doing what I think is at least morally correct knife sale, if not legally correct, if you were to say, hey, you know, I might not think, I might just be like, I bet this guy was hired by my wife's family to get back her knife. And I'm going to take out the gun I have in my waistband and I might shoot at you.
Oh, you're going to get another hey.
Oh.
Once I see the flash of that muzzle, forget it.
In that case, you brought a gun to a knife fight.
Which is the correct
thing. That's greedy. Yeah. That's greedy. You're not supposed to have both. Well, one guy has the knife, one guy has the gun. This other person doesn't have anything.
Well, I'm out there alone in a dark alley. I don't know who's coming to buy this
knife. I do take issue with
it. Only psychos would buy knives.
I do take issue with it being morally correct that you're selling your wife's family's knives.
She's my fiance.
Excuse me.
You don't own these knives.
She might listen to this. This podcast.
She might lie, I doubt it.
We have an arrangement, and that's why we've lasted 10 years, that she never listens to or supports any of my work. So it keeps it sort of a clean line.
Now, Joan, in addition to being... I'll talk. Joan, in addition to being a terrific thespian and the top realtor in Dignity Falls, is also she's done a bunch of advertising for various products in Dignity Falls.
Oh,
and she's Bert, you didn't need to do this.
Oh no, I did.
I did
need to do it, and she
didn't you sing some songs the last time you were?
Yeah,
on?
She's written so many jingles.
I probably did.
Yeah. She's written so many jingles.
One that Bert probably asked me to sing.
Right, right.
What are you going to ask me to sing today?
Well, I would say it's your choice. You know. There's so many things. Like if let's say if it were to be a knife sale that someone were to hold in a dark alley, how would that jingle go?
Wait, what? Give me the scenario again.
It's a knife sale in a dark alley.
All right. Okay. A knife sale in a dark alley. And this is a jingle for it.
Yeah. Exactly.
The thing you do.
Someone's advertising this on television. They really want to sell these knives.
In this dark alley. Yeah.
That's right.
There's certain stations my fiance doesn't watch. And sure. They might buy, you know, I might put an ad on those.
Okay. Hey, you. I need to snap. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Yes, you. That knife It's true. I brought it for you. So just give me the money and we will be gone. We'll get it done before the dawn. And don't you worry, cause the money's in a stack. Just buy the knife, don't take it out of my back.
That's whoa. There
you go. Now, wouldn't that make you go to a dark alley and buy a knife?
Yeah, did the dark alley ever come up?
Well, you see that
I'm
on the
sorry,
screen.
I'm sorry, but the oh, mood, I got the it, got tone, it, got the it, got genre it. Is dark alley.
Got it, got snapping. It.
And then the announcer at the end says, dark alley.
That's right, you forgot that
buy the knife in the dark alley.
What I liked about this song is it gave me enough time to turn my back around and look at the TV because you said, hey, you, hey, you.
That's
yeah,
exactly.
You, so many times.
Yes, and I know it seems repetitive and we all giggle, but you know what?
It gave
yes,
me time.
It gave
yeah,
you time.
Exactly,
it gave
yeah.
you time.
Wow, that was incredible.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is Joan's gift.
Should have spent more time on that one because I get to the end and then you're right. Sometimes I do have to. It's like when you watch a sketch sometimes, it doesn't seem like it gets there. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, bro, this was a commercial for an aspirin that turns you into a demon. And you're like, oh, it had nothing to do, but they didn't have an ending. So what? They just put that up.
You a big sketch comedy fan? What are you?
Was this a commercial you saw?
This is a sketch of a commercial.
I know the sketch she's talking about, and it is a bummer because it's such a good premise for a sketch. The aspirin that turns you into a demon, and you're just kind of like, well, I'm swimming here, and then, you know, why hadn't there been more?
But it's just a weird sketch about, you know, someone trying to train a dog, you know, to pee outside. And they're like, how did that have anything to do? And it's because they just didn't really figure out how to end it. So they smack an extra joke on because they're like, this is what it was really about.
Do you write sketch comedy?
No, I just watch a lot.
You watch a lot. Oh,
I do.
Okay.
I watch a
Joan's
lot.
Joan's very plugged into the entertainment world. Like she's aware of all these things.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, we have to take a break here.
Why?
mainly due to time constraints with the show. But
okay,
if that's all right.
I understand
really
that.
I mean, our breaks are different, Bart. They do things differently here.
This is only our second time being a guest on a podcast.
I know.
Was my show the first time?
Yes, it was.
That's
really?
Right, that's
yes.
right.
So I have an exclusive with you guys.
A default exclusive.
So you would be on other shows.
Oh, we'd love to be.
So if Conan O'Brien comes calling.
Who?
His show ended last week. I'll catch you up during the break.
He finally got that friend?
All right, we'll be right back. Oh, we have a religious leader coming up after the break. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. Max Silvestri, and we had mentioned the Fast and Furious and Burnt. I wanted to ask you about this. This new Fast and Furious movie. Now, you remember the Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw movie, right? Fast and the Furious presented
I'm aware
that?
Of it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm going to stop you there. Burnt doesn't
movies.
See a lot of movies.
Oh,
tonight.
I'm sorry.
I don't think he's very familiar with Fast and Furious.
I thought you might have a hot take on this, but Fast and the Furious presented Hobbs and Shaw. And a previous guest was talking about why doesn't Fast and the Furious present other movies? And I thought they would present this new Fast and Furious movie because this is a perfect tie-in for them.
That would make sense.
Fast and the Furious
presents
Fast 9, the Furious Saga.
It's just called Fast 9?
I think it's Fast 9 : the Furious Saga. Oh,
it's not from the Book of Furious or whatever. It's not like yeah. Spiral.
Anyway, number one movie in the country just came out.
Oh, congrats. Friday.
Yes. So I wondered if you had a take, but obviously you don't. Well,
no.
Okay. Well, we do need to get to our I've been sitting on that and waiting for
really? I feel terrible. Let me generate a take right now.
Okay.
I agree. They okay, should do that.
Robert. Thank you.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Wait, Joan, what's your take?
I just wish I could be. I really want to be in one. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be one of the villainesses, you know?
Yes.
One of
those
I thought you would be a neighbor.
Well, you know how maybe that's all, how I start, Scott.
Yeah, they're always like there in downtown LA somewhere, and you know, and Vin Diesel keeps a small house even though he's super rich and a part of a black ops family.
And yes, and I'm just the neighbor that takes care of things while he's gone, waters his plants.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have a cat, but you don't know that I'm a mass murderer.
Mr. Oh, Toretto,
mass murderer.
How long are you going to be gone
that can be
this
solved
time?
By cars.
That's right.
It is funny that like. Things that they
do
could
they solve crimes. What do they do? They're criminals themselves,
things
right?
Things they could do.
Robin Hoods. Robin's Hood.
Things they could do so much easier without cars. They have to do them in cars. Like they want to break into a submarine plant. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier to just like sneak over the fence and hop it. You know, instead they barrel through with cars. You know, the loudest things
over
in the world.
Over the fence of the submarine plant.
All right, well, we do need to get to our next guest. He's been on the show before. He's a religious leader, and this is exciting. So many people everyone's been on the show before. It's like we're old friends. But please welcome back to the show, R.L. Bakes.
Hey, tithes and honorings, everybody. Amen.
Tithes.
Tithes and honorings. Tithes and honorings.
Tithes to you.
That's my new greeting for 2021. Amen. Amen.
R.L. Bakes, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Brother Scott. Brother Scott, it's so good seeing you, brother.
Are you related to R.L. Stein? Or no?
Oh, you know, me and RL, we got, you know, normally people who are related share last names, but
right.
But we share, you know, a first name. I wrote a book for him, he wrote a book for me.
Really? So you swap books?
We swap books. I wrote Goosebumps.
This is like a Throw Mama from the Train swap?
Yes, wait, it is.
So
yes,
what book
is.
Did he write for you?
Goose Bakes? What?
Goose Bakes?
He wrote Bumps Goose for me, which is...
The one you wrote is so much more popular, it seems like you should have kept that in your back pocket.
I should have, but you know, I'm a man of Christ. And I give things to people who need it.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome back to the show.
Now, thank you. Thank you.
Last time you were on the show, tell us again, just recap a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a bishop. You know, you forgot to say bishop. I'm a bishop of Christ.
Not that I forgot. I just chose not to.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
Oh, thank you. I'm bishop of Christ. I'm also an author. My last book was the autobiography of King James.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, it was. Amen.
He didn't get enough of his story out there in the book.
No,
he wrote.
He did not get enough. Everybody, we always read his book, but nobody knows the man, King James.
And it was the autobiography, so you wrote it in his voice.
I wrote it in his voice, which is, we have established today, that is what I do. I write for people.
Right.
I write more popular things than things I wrote for myself.
Right. So that's your thing. Mm-hmm. And
oh, I have many things. I have many things.
Oh, really? Tell us about your
men
other things.
Of Christ have many things. Men of Christ have many things. I also make ice cream.
Oh, no. Professionally or in your spare time?
In my spare time.
Oh, really? Did you happen to bring any?
I bought it, but it melted because it's 90 degrees outside.
Okay.
And I didn't have ice.
Oh, no. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The devil is all around us. He's hot.
Yeah.
That's right. Isn't it? Yeah.
The ice cream itself is not self-freezing.
It's not self-freezing.
Yes. Yeah. Despite the name, it does not actually contain the properties of ice.
Despite the name. Of ice cream?
Yes.
So you just sort of brought a bag of loose custard, hoping.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really just cream.
I've brought this up on the show before. Wouldn't it have been different if hell, the whole, like, when people were describing hell, they were like, okay, let's make it hot. What if they had said, let's make it cold?
Oh, well,
what I mean?
If they said, let's make it cold, there would be no black people in hell because we don't like cold weather.
But that would be good.
Which would be good, which is why they didn't make it cold.
Oh, I see. They were trying
to attract people. People say, oh, it's hot, I'll go there.
Yes,
I just
absolutely.
Thought the whole iconography would be different. Instead of the pitchfork, he'd have ice tongs.
Let me tell you a little something.
What would he be doing with the ice tongs?
Let me tell you a little something.
Poking people in the butt with them.
Yes. Have you ever been poked in your butt? What's your name, Brother Burnt?
Burnt, yes.
Burnt. Like B-R-U-N-T?
That's correct.
All right, that's not how you spell
Burnt. With a D.
B-U-R-N-T.
You were so quick to agree with me, and I trust you, bro.
Well, I trust you, of course.
Tides Anonymous.
You're a man of the cloth.
Tides Anonymous.
Tides Anonymous.
Tides
Anonymous.
Yes. Tides.
Tides.
Tides
Anonymous.
Tides Anonymous. Tides Anonymous.
Are you passing around a basket? Do you want us to put money in here?
Yes, please.
Oh,
okay.
I need just, there's like a starter 100 in here, so it makes me intimidated. I don't have that kind of cash on me.
You don't have all of it. Let me tell you, this is 2021, Brother Scott. Brother, Sister Jane. Was it Sister Jane or Joan?
Joan, Sister Joan. But you know what? Joan. I wanted to agree
Jane
with
and
him
Brunt.
Too.
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
There's just something about you. Your energy is just, it makes me want to give you money and let you call me.
Very authoritative voice.
Whatever
amen.
You want.
Yes, amen, amen. Bless you, bless you. I take Venmo.
Tides Anonymous.
I take Venmo, I take Cash App, I take PayPal.
Oh, crypto? Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. I take Zelle.
Dogecoin?
I take Dogecoin too, amen. Really? Dogecoin is the Bitcoin of Christ.
Okay.
Really?
So should we just, I should just put my whole phone in the basket?
Amen, amen.
Okay, okay. Oh. All right.
That means yes. Yeah. I think that's a yes.
Okay. That means yes. So, yeah. That means right yes.
So what have you been up to? We spoke to you. I can't remember if it was pre-pandemic or in the middle of it. But, I mean, the last time we spoke, you obviously have all these books going on.
Yes.
What have you been doing since the last time? This, in a roundabout way, I want to ask you, what have you been doing lately?
You know, I've been sanctifying everybody. You know, we are in a time of crisis. In a time of crisis, everybody. Everybody is evil in their spirit and in their heart. And everybody is evil
this
in their
terrible
spirit.
News. We're born sinners.
We are born. Amen.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
That. Oh, such an inconvenience.
See, Brother Scott.
The first time a baby shits his pants, he's a sinner.
Oh, boy.
Yes. That first poo-poo is a sin.
That's a sin against Christ.
Yeah. And so almost anyone that the baby doesn't let anyone know, is that the sin, or is it that it's in the baby's
I think it's all wrapped up in the same.
It's
thing,
all wrapped up know? In the
yeah.
sin.
Yeah. The diaper. Yeah.
When was the last time you took a poo poo and you was like, this is a good thing?
It's the best part of my day, and if I'm lucky, it's the best part of.
That's because you have not been sanctified yet.
Got you there.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of this.
Bishop, let me ask you.
Sometimes I take a shower right after. Is that what you mean?
Well, you know that you are one step closer to sanctification.
Bishop, does the Bible say anything about going to the bathroom?
Oh, the Bible says many things about going to the bathroom. Open your Bibles up to Romans.
Oh, I don't know that any of us brought.
We didn't bring it.
I have one on my phone, but it's in the basket.
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh no. No, you need to never read the Bible on the phone. Never read the Bible on the phone.
Oh, really?
What happens? What's wrong with that?
You go directly to hell.
I thought that was a way to be a little closer to God. I'm always on the go. I've got my phone.
No, you only read the book that King James wrote, not on the phone.
Okay, this is a good tip. Okay.
Thank you. Amen.
Good tip. What were you going to say, though? Open your books to...
Open your books to Romans 8:28.
Oh.
Romans 8:28. But since you don't have books, I will not be reading the scripture.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I thought you had it memorized.
Maybe. Oh, are you testing me, Sister Joan?
Oh, well.
Sister Joan, yes. Sister Joan.
I love it. We used to do that in Bible school. I was a church-going
really?
Gal.
Are
and
you...
it was called Scripture Chase.
Oh.
And someone would just yell out, you know, Ecclesiastes, you know, 12:9. Mm. And then and then everyone, we'd all sit there and you try to find it really quick.
You try to find it. Oh, okay. Oh. So no one would memorize it based on what you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Right.
It was just a big shirt. You tried to throw me under the bus, but you said you didn't memorize it.
No, but see, sometimes I did, so that I would just pretend to rush forward, and I would just raise my hand and already said I had it.
Oh.
I'd be quoting Ecclesiastes, and let me tell you, I'd have my finger on John.
Oh, okay. So you were lying in church.
Yeah. And I'm still here.
That's You're not still okay. here.
Even the devil would quote scripture to suit his own purpose.
That's right. Ooh. What's your favorite one?
Ooh, yes. What's your favorite scripture? One? Yes.
And we'll go around the table.
Sure.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough troubles of its own.
Ooh, Matthew. Oh.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
He Could said I that. Be any more worried about tomorrow?
Matthew.
My gosh.
Brother Scott, what is your favorite scripture? I came to ask you this.
I'm a John 3:15 guy.
Oh!
You know?
Let me tell you about John 3.
John 3:16 gets all the love. And all it's like, what about the setup? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense without that, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, so then God came over to Jesus and he said...
God came over to Jesus.
Yep. Well, they're two different people at this point. Yes. It's like the Freaky Friday situation.
Yes. Amen. Yep. Amen. Amen. Well, let me tell...
What is going on?
What's going on here? They are looking for their souls.
Burnt and Joan are.
Burnt and Joan are looking for their
souls. They lost something
souls.
On the floor.
Yes,
and they,
yes, yes.
They have checked
we're
out.
Fine. We're fine.
All right. We were having a meeting under the table.
Sister Joan, since you said your scripture, I'll go ahead and say mine. I'll answer Brother Burnt's. The scripture about bathrooms.
8:28.
8:28. Roman 8:28.
Oh, so just one Roman.
That yes. It's not Roman.
So Romans was the sequel to Roman?
Yes.
Another one showed up.
Romans is the sequel to Roman.
It's the Too Fast, Roman Too Furious of Roman?
Yes, absolutely. Amen. Amen. In Roman 8:28, it says, "Thou shall not flush." When the flusher is not properly stationed on the toilet. Interpret that. Wow. Interpret that.
Oh, it's up to interpretation.
It's up to interpretation.
I see, because it didn't seem like it made sense. I would interpret that as saying, don't flush if...
You're just repeating what he said.
Yes, I said interpret.
I am. Yeah, you got me.
The way
that's exactly
I,
what I was doing. I was going to do the whole thing.
Brother Maxwell.
I mean, I know it's about flushing, but I also feel like if I were to have children and a son and he didn't listen to me, it'd be okay to shake him.
Listen okay, to me. Well. I'm sorry. Speaking as a woman who has two sons, they never flushed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Really?
I could have cross-stitched that outside of the bat. Wouldn't have mattered.
Joan
it
has
wouldn't
two sons.
Mattered.
They're twin sons, Matt and Gerd.
That's right.
Matt and Gerd. Amen.
Joan,
amen.
With your sons, Joan, with any of the other neighbors, you ever in one of those slap situations? You ever see that? The slap?
Oh, my goodness. I know what you're talking about, yeah. But I did not see it. And it's something where one parent slaps the child of another parent,
another
right?
parent, yeah. Mm-hmm. That ever happened to you? Have you been the slapper?
Parents were slapping my twins constantly. Yes. Well, no, my twins were slapping the parents.
Oh, reverse slap.
Reverse slap. That would have been the name of my pilot.
We allow that in my church, you know. We
really?
Allow the reverse slap. Hey, yes.
Real
yes.
slap fest over there.
Oh,
in
it's
your
a slap fest. It's a slap fest. Slap of Christ, we call it.
Okay.
The slap of Christ.
If Zachary Quinto or Peter Skarsgård to crosses you at a barbecue, thou shalt slap it.
Thou shalt slap it.
Or any absolutely. Australian person. Let me ask, does the Bible, Bishop Jake, say anything about that slap game where you put your hands out and then somebody else puts their hands on top of yours?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Immediate entry into hell. Oh.
What?
Wow. Immediate.
For both people?
For both people.
It
immediate
seems like
entry
the answer
into
for
hell.
Almost everything is an immediate entry. How are we all here still?
This brings up, is there any... like one-way ticket to heaven. Is there anything you can do that automatically just shoot right up there?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Amen, amen. You see, I got a book series. I got a new book series coming out. It's a book of three. It's called Woman, Thou Art Loosed. It's called Man, Thou Art Loosed.
Oh, that's fair.
And the third one is called Help, I'm Too Loosed and I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, really.
Now, I saw this play one time. It was called, I think it was called I Can Get Loosed All By Myself.
Oh, yeah. Plagiarism. Plagiarism.
Really?
Plagiarism of my book series.
It's a guy named Perry Tyler and
Matthew Perry
doing?
Tyler?
Could it be anymore that guy?
My sneakers are Perry Tyler. are these books under your name or are you writing these for... somebody else.
Oh, these are under my name. These are under my name. Exciting. Yes, yes, yes.
Have you written books for other people, though, other than Goosebumps?
I have written books. I've written books for Joel Osteen.
Oh, okay.
It's called We Don't Let People in Our Church. Bestseller.
Well, speaking of selling, are you saying, is your answer to Burnt that if we buy this three-book series, is that the ticket to heaven?
Oh, yeah.
That is
the ticket
to
heaven.
Yes, it is. That's
this.
The ticket to heaven.
Well, now that's a very clever campaign you're running, sir.
Oh, I don't run campaigns. I speak for Christ.
Okay.
Did Christ say something about these three books in the Bible?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
What did he say?
Oh, in...
in Revelation?
In Revelations.
I thought Revelations was... Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. So there's...
Is it Revelation?
I don't know.
It is plural. There's no prequel. There should be. There's no Revelation.
Well, let me tell you, Revelations 2. Revelations 2, not the chapter.
So the third in the series.
The third of the series.
Okay, so it goes Revelation.
There's Revelation, there's Revelations, and Revelations 2.
Okay, they didn't follow up Revelation with a 2.
No, 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 no. Okay,
maybe like Revelations where the V is a 5, you know?
I feel like this is like Van Halen album titles, you know, where it's, you know, Van Halen 3 was actually their 8th album.
Or horror films, you know. Revelations 2, the Revelation thing.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Ooh, that could, let me write that down. Maybe 1 second.
I always said that the real Revelation was the book of Luke. I mean, it's the best written book by far.
Well, Luke was a funny man. Luke was a funny man.
Was
Luke
he was really?
He was a funny man. He was a funny man, always telling jokes.
What were some of his jokes?
Oh, some of his.
The Apostle Luke.
The Apostle Luke, always telling jokes. Hey, they go a little bit like that. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange.
Orange, you're glad I didn't say knock, knock.
He started that?
Yes, Luke started the first knock knock jokes.
Timeless.
Yes.
He doesn't
yes.
get a lot of play in the other books.
No,
you know what I mean? They don't they're not ever saying like meanwhile Luke was doing this or whatever. Like he just tends to disappear in the
Luke
Bible.
Was writing his jokes. He was slaving. As a matter of fact, I was listening a little bit earlier. You can learn a little bit from Luke. Max, you said you ain't writing your jokes.
Brother Maxwell. Yeah.
Yes, you can learn a little bit from Luke. He's a joke writer. Go read Luke in the Bible.
Bishop.
Yes, Bernd.
The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're written, they're essentially telling the same story from different perspectives. Isn't that
it's
just
like
a rip
the
off of Rashomon?
Yeah. Sorry to say it at the same time as you.
Sometimes I just talk waiting for you to say something.
Oh, good.
You have such a history having only been on this show twice. And it's amazing the way you two bounce off of each other. Like your old friends.
Like your old buddies.
Sit on the park bench like bookends.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what was your question one more time, but Brother Bert?
Isn't it a rip off of Rashomon? Where it's just like, yeah.
The four Gospels.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a rip off. I'm not going to lie. You know, the God told me not to lie, and when the truth is there, I go ahead and I attack it head on. It's a little bit of a ripoff, but who did it better?
Oh, well now.
Who did it better?
There we go.
Who did it better? Amen.
I mean, I saw Rashomon. I was like, yeah, it's fine, but I read those Bible books over and over and over.
All the time.
They're very popular.
All the time. So every good. Sunday.
Can I ask you a question? What do you think of those Kirk Cameron books? Sorry, he was in the movie, but there were these series of books
Left
that was
behind.
All about the apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Yes, Left Behind. Burnt. You know them. That's so
Isn't part of the...
We sell them at the bookstore, at the pharmacy. We sell them at the pharmacy.
Now, Kirk Cameron.
The pharmacy bookstore.
It's a bookstore for drugs.
Yeah. What I think
what
about
is
those?
A pharmacy, but a bookstore for drugs.
Right.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
They both have magazines.
It's a good question. They both have magazines. I think not enough of his sister. That's what I think. Not enough of his, what's his sister's name? Not enough Candace Cameron is what I think of the Kirk Cameron's books.
I
have to correct myself. Starred in the films based on this book.
On these books.
Are you familiar with the book series? It's just that Kirk Cameron made them famous because he turned them into a miniseries.
Yes.
Very over the top, I thought. And you know, it imagines the Antichrist and you know it's when
is he part of this?
Yes,
he gets in there.
Oh, yeah.
Is he like Thanos?
He's like a European leader who emerges.
Oh.
One world government.
Yes, and then when people disappear, the whole idea is this. I think Kirk plays this pilot. I want to say his name's Rafe, but it's probably not. But it's like that.
Sure.
And he's flying the plane, and he's got troubles. You know, he's maybe drinking on the job. And then all of a sudden, the apocalypse happens, and people just disappear. Their clothes. It's that kind of
thing. Here's my question: the clothes stick around, and all the jewelry and everything.
Exactly.
You know what about the
just
fur
for
name?
A few seconds? For a few seconds,
and then
the
they
shape
disappear.
Well, no, then they fall because it's almost like whipping a tablecloth off, and all the everything stays, you know.
But my whole point is why not take the clothes?
Don't you get to take clothes to heaven?
Yeah, exactly.
This sounds like a question.
Oh, you get to take your best outfit to heaven.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not the one you're wearing.
Not the one you're wearing.
So it never gets dirty.
If you're wearing it.
Yes.
So you show up in heaven in your favorite outfit.
In your favorite outfit.
And if you went to your closet, someone went to your closet who was a sinner who was still, then it's gone. That outfit's gone.
And this is why the rapture probably won't happen on Sunday, because everyone's already wearing their Sunday finest.
Sunday finest.
God, so on Sunday you're safe.
People do not die on Sunday.
I wasn't talking about dying as much as the rapture. But,
I mean, we could look it up, but I would believe
the rapture would include death. Am I not correct?
I mean, I guess people disappearing who are driving is going to cause death. Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be a mess on the freeways and everything. I mean, it would be better if it was like New Year's Eve, the rapture, where it like happened first in Australia and then it happened like when there isn't a lot of traffic on the road for everyone left behind to have to deal with, you know?
Well, I have the good word for you, Brother Scott.
What?
Oh, this is great.
I have the good word. Are you listening?
I believe I am.
That's exactly how it's going to happen.
Whoa! Yes!
To Australian people first.
To everybody, it's going to happen to Australian people first.
Is God worried, though, that we're going to see it happen on us in Australia and then people are going to, like, you know, accept Jesus into their hearts or whatever it takes, you know, like really quick, like, oh, I got to get in under the wire? Or...
It's the long game, Scott. It's the long game, Brother Scott. That's the plan.
But then we would have time to go put our best on. So, Bern, what would you wear?
I mean, do we even have to?
Would you wear your stop sign and your miner's hat?
No, I mean, I'd be tempted. But I think I would wear my pharmacist smock.
I would wear my realtor blazer. How funny is that? My first one.
Have you retired?
Oh, I have
up on the wall?
I have an entire room dedicated to that.
That's true.
You know this. I have several rooms in my house.
There are many rooms in Joan's house.
Well,
much like scripture says, my father's house contains many mansions.
Yes, it does.
Oh, look at you.
Yes, it does. Brother Burnt trying to get into heaven.
There was a gum that I used to chew that had
Bazooka Joe?
It was not Bazooka Joe. I think it was Bazooka Joseph. And it was the story of St. Joseph before he met Mary. And then... It was just like him as a young lad learning how to be a carpenter. Yes. And each rapper would have a little bit of scripture.
Yeah. A little bit of scripture. Bazooka Joseph.
I used to chew Beluka Joe, and that's why it was so funny, because it was Luke stuff. Yeah, yeah. Sure. That's why there were jokes.
Bishop, let me ask you this.
Yes.
When the rapture happens and all the pure souls are whisked up to heaven, leaving their clothes behind.
Mm-hmm.
And their jewelry, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And their
Rolex.
No jewelry.
Earrings.
Didn't mean to imply that they got to take their jewelry. How much time do the people left behind have before the other stuff starts happening? Like, is there a period where they're like, actually, this is pretty good?
A little grace period of like, it's not bad having 10%
of the population. Ironically, a grace period, yes.
Yeah. Yes, yes,
before the seven diadems and all
the grasshoppers or whatever.
There's so many rentals available. There's that period where it's nice.
Yeah.
Roomier.
So you actually have.
Rapture. For those of us who own, I mean, property values are going to go down.
I'm in a vacation rental.
He's
in a VRBO, Brother Scott.
I mean, it's going to be a field day for me as a realtor. I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
Assuming that I'm not raptured.
Well, it's going to be a buyer's market.
I could see you going up there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's nice of you. I'm sorry. I don't mean interrupt.
Am
I going to go to hell for that?
Oh, no. You don't go to hell for interruptions. You go to heaven for that.
Why do you go to heaven?
Not a direct ticket. You can still mess up on the way to heaven, but it's one step.
You can mess up on the way to heaven.
You can mess up on the way to heaven.
Don't take a poop on the way to heaven.
Don't take a poop on the way to heaven.
That's what the song says.
Fall on somebody.
About.
Yes.
That's messing up on the way. It's just, you know, there's going to be a lot of steps.
It's a lot of steps. So Brother Burns, to answer your question, if you're familiar with, for instance, like a cartoon, like SpongeBob.
Are you familiar with a cartoon?
I'm familiar with a cartoon.
Which ones have you seen?
Yes, which ones?
Oh, the one where Daffy Duck commits suicide.
That's a good one. He drinks some juice.
The one where Daffy Duck meets Hitler.
Daffy Duck
is repeatedly shot in the face by Elmer Fudd.
Told you. Mm-hmm.
The entire Daffy Duck oeuvre.
Yes. Those are good cartoons, too.
Very good.
First 11 minutes are the rapture. And then you go to commercial break. And then the second 11 minutes are the second part of the rapture.
Oh.
Which is everybody else.
So you get a commercial break.
You get a commercial break.
Televised?
Of course.
Oh,
really?
The rapture will be televised.
Using like a standard cartoon act structure, the kind of 11 minute.
The 11 minute. That's the way you're playing. 11 minutes. Okay. Yes.
You still need to keep people's attention, even when the apocalypse is happening.
How's God going to film this rapture? Is he going to live stream it? Or what? I mean, what's going
to happen? Well, it will be live streamed. It will be on TikTok.
Whoa, okay. TikTok. Full body shots?
Half body shots.
Oh, okay.
Half body shots.
Which half?
Bottom.
Okay.
The bottom half. Just a lot of shots of knees. Okay. A lot of shots
now,
of knees.
Now, will we see like just those knees and then they're just rising into the air? We see like the foot go out of frame?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
going to be, oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it will.
That's what I thought.
And the last shot is everybody's shoes and Nikes, Penny Loafers, Hush Puppies, Reeboks, BK Knights, and Fila's.
No floor shines.
No who?
Bruno Mollies?
not familiar with any of these. I'm not familiar with any of these shoes, Brother Scott and
Clarks
Brother Burnt.
Yeah, Clarks is what I wear, sorry.
I am familiar with those. I'm familiar with those. Yes,
Now, for the people that aren't raptured, their TikToks will just be from the knees down, just standing there.
Yes. Okay. They will not rise or fall.
So we're actually going to see people, because I always heard it was like A Thief in the Night. It was like their people are gone like that, but people are just kind of, how fast do they float? Is it like 60 miles
an
hour?
Like A Thief in the Night?
12 knots.
12 knots. Nautical terms.
Measured nautically. It's interesting.
Yes. Jesus and God do not deal in seconds and minutes. We deal in knots.
Wow. Oh, okay. Interesting.
So really just a kilometer, but on the water or the air.
I guess the air is the water of the sky.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's true.
The air is the water of the sky.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, sky's a river to heaven. You know, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, this is great. I can't wait for it to happen. I don't know that I'm going to be involved necessarily, but...
Well, one way or the other, you will be.
You don't have a choice.
Coming or going.
You do not have a choice.
Yeah,
you do not
have
a choice. Unless...
We buy this
we
book.
We buy those three books.
But it's not plugs yet, so we can't plug these books.
Oh,
quite
I'm not
yet,
plugging.
So.
I'm not plugging.
That would be a sin. That would straight to hell.
That would be a sin.
On this show.
Yes.
Can I ask you? I know we're running short on time. Can I ask you, what's the bare minimum thing you can do to guarantee a place in heaven?
The bare minimum.
Yes.
The bare minimum.
Like is it like sort of those clickbait ads that say, God hates when you do this, but he can't do anything about
it. One trick.
Try not to come or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, I don't know.
You said it. You said it, Max.
Those are just the ads you're used to seeing, I guess, for you.
Well, he had it right. This is try not to come.
That's what, that's again.
That
that
bare minimum. That's
try
the
not,
bare
try
minimum.
Try not to come when you
just
see
try.
What he looks like now.
If you can click on a clickbait and don't come, that is the bare minimum.
Oh,
see what the cast,
all right, this is good to know.
When you see what the cast of Little Wonder looks like now, try not
little to come.
What's a Little Wonder?
Small Wonder?
What a lot of people don't know is clickbait are actually headlines from heaven.
We had in Dignity Falls, there was a local program called Little Wonder.
Oh, I understand.
Where the whole family was robots and the little girl was real.
Yes. And she thought she was going crazy?
Yeah, she did.
Interesting. All right, well, we are running out of time, but you're going to be excited about this because the only thing that we have left to do on the show is a little something that we call plugs.
Hey, man.
Well, if you want me to plug, I'll be around to plug the kind of person who really does plugs. Well, if you want me to plug, I'll plug, 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 plug. Plug, 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 plug. Oh, plugs.
Ooh, very nice. That was If You Want Me to Plug by Afro Duck Sounds. Afro Duck Sounds, thanks to them. And guys, what are we plugging? Max, I don't know what you have to plug, but, you know, all plugs are welcome in this section of the show.
Please rent on demand Sonic the Hedgehog.
Can't
go into details, but because of that offer, I still do get a little. I see a small piece of that.
I see something on the back end.
I
Sonic, that back end, that big tail. Oh my gosh!
Big Mouth season 4 is out now on Netflix.
Oh, great. You are a writer on that. Great show.
Oh no, I'm just a big fan. I hope they make more.
Wait, I've seen that cartoon. It's one of the cartoons I've seen.
And there's these two cop characters.
I feel like I remember seeing you on that show.
No, this is a common mistake. There are two characters who look exactly like me and another comedian, Paul F. Tompkins, and we were not graced with an offer of an audition to play these roles.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they are drawn and based on us, yes. And the creator of Big Mouth, I can't recall his name, he had plausible deniability, saying that he thought it was David Caruso and Dennis Franz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is what their voices are, and also the character designs. Every human face looks exactly the same on that
right,
show. So
exactly.
I know what you mean, for sure.
So, but anyone who ever sees
heights.
It, yeah, anyone who ever sees it assumes it's us.
Oh, I
and then is confused.
People.
Yeah,
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, interesting. Burnt and Joan, what would you like to plug here?
I'd say that plug song sounds a lot like my jingle. They're kind of the same genre.
Yours was better.
Yours is better. Not enough.
Thank
hey
you, Bishop. Thank you. That's right, because you weren't paying attention.
I wasn't ready. Yeah,
you weren't ready.
What is he singing?
Did you do a
plugs?
First draft of the Give Me a Break song for Kit Kat? Before they went with the one they went with?
Hand me a piece. Hand me a piece. Pull off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Interesting. Hand me a piece.
Yeah, hand me a piece was not an existing phrase, and that's why they decided to go give me a break.
Well, cut me off a slice of that Kit Kat sandwich.
Oh, that would have been good, too. Yeah, that would have worked.
Well, we would a Kit Kat sandwich, that actually sounds really good right now.
My mouth is watering, and it's kind of humiliating. We would, of course, like to plug The Neighborhood Listen, Season 3. It's on Stitcher Premium. Mm-hmm. You go to stitcherpremium.com/neighborhood,
That's
neighborhood,
right. Yep.
And use the code NEIGHBOR to get a free month's trial.
Shouldn't it be neighbor and neighbor, or neighborhood and neighborhood?
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
Okay.
Shouldn't be, and it isn't.
Okay. Got it.
Well, again, there's that chemistry. You too. I love it. Ping pong.
I love it. I love it.
So go to Stitcher.com or StitcherPremium.com.
StitcherPremium.com/neighborhood.
Neighborhood, and then enter the code NEIGHBOR and gets you like a free month, and you can listen all of the shows.
And it is the United States spelling of neighborhood and neighbor.
That's
okay,
correct.
Good to know.
For our friends in the UK, no use.
Across the pond, don't do it.
Okay. Although we want them, i.e. you, to listen to it. But anything else to plug? All plugs are welcome here. I consider plugs to be like children. I can't pick a favorite, so anything else you want to plug is welcome here in this section.
Just my TikTok, which is at Joan Teeny, and you can check out songs from Mayor of Easttown. The title track all the way to Shady Priest is one of my favorites.
Shady Priest. Okay, yeah. So you're up to about episode 3?
I've got about 6. I've written about 7 songs. About 7.
Right,
yeah.
Good to
so
know.
You all can right. check them out.
And if you're in the Dignity Falls area and you happen to walk past my apartment building and you see my ventriloquist dummy Connie in the window, do wave at him, because I'd like to see if he comes alive.
Okay. So are you watching him?
Watching him. I will sit in my apartment. I'll watch him. He's in the window.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting for that little arm to
to lift up. Waiting for that right person to walk by.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
And he is still wearing a mask because it helps his jaw.
Right. Yes. He kind of got COVID. Which
he
was,
did.
That was strange.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
All right, R.L. Biggs, what do you like to plug here?
Oh, you know, I'm going to go ahead and plug my 3 books.
Okay.
Woman, Thou Art Loosed, which is on sale everywhere for $9.99.
$9.99. Hardcover?
Soft.
Oh, there we go.
The softest. Trade paper, as a matter of fact. It's like Kleenex,
It is the softest paper that God has ever created.
I'm curious what the price of the 2nd and 3rd books are.
Well, let me tell you. Okay. Man, Thou Art Loosed is on sale everywhere for $15.99.
On sale, so it's normally twice as much as the first book?
It's normally $30, but that book specifically is on sale for $15.99.
Okay, got it.
And then Help, I Am So Loosed That I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up. Right. It's on sale just in a few places.
Oh, so
$99.99.
$99.99.
It's on sale in just a few places?
Just a few places.
Meaning it's at the sale price? Or
it's at the sale price.
But it's available many places.
But it's available everywhere.
Oh, okay. Everywhere. I thought you had to go to select stores to buy all 3, but you could get the first 2 anywhere.
You can get the first 2. You can get them all anywhere. They just are different prices at different places.
Got it.
Yes, okay. yes.
Interesting. Any podcasts? Or anything?
Oh, well, you know, on my way to here, I was listening to a show. I've gotten into reality television lately. Oh. Yes, amen. And I listened to a show called The Cast with Ray and Jacques. It's a beautiful show. They listen to watch a whole bunch of great reality TV moments.
Great reality TV.
And then they are picking people from those moments to be on what they are calling an all-star cast of reality TV stars.
Mm. Okay.
Yes. The last episode, they had Johnny Bananas from the MTV
Johnny Bananas, The Challenge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not the
show.
Johnny Bananas from Entourage.
No.
Different
Johnny Bananas. That Johnny Bananas is going to hell.
Can you believe there's 2 Johnny Bananas in our multiverse?
Yes, exactly.
You're saying the character from Entourage is going to hell?
Going to hell.
The drawing.
Okay. Yes.
Let me ask you.
What about everyone else from Entourage, though? Are they going to hell, too?
Well, most of Turtle is going to heaven.
Turtle, we like Turtle.
Okay.
Everyone likes Turtle. What's not to like?
Sure, but everyone else going to hell.
Especially Jeremy Piven.
In the reality draft.
Does he sing? Jeremy Piven?
He sing? Yes. Oh. Next time I'm back, if I'm ever back, I'll bring you his recording that he sent me. It's called The Presence of the Lord.
Oh, I thought
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
Wow. Not to be confused with his special where he went to India called Jeremy Piven's Journey of a Lifetime. Yeah. A true thing that happened.
First HD shows I remember. It was presented in HD on DirecTV HD. It was...
Wow. Yeah.
So you could see Jeremy's t-shirt eat carbs in all its high definition glory. Let me ask you this: on this reality show cast, do any of the members of the Loud family get in there?
The Loud family, no.
Okay. Good to know.
All right, asked and answered.
That's that.
Moving on.
No.
I want to plug my other podcast, Threedom. I guess it's not my podcast. I share it with two other people, but that comes out on Thursdays. That's a comedian, Paul F. Tompkins, and a different comedian, Lauren Lapkus, and then a guy named me. We all hang out, and we talk, and we tell stories, and then we play a game at the end. That comes out on Thursdays.
Play a game?
It's more of a threacher, but it's...
This sounds like the best part.
Yeah, a lot of people either like it or... do not like it.
Well, it sounds like something to like.
It definitely sounds like something that absolutely. I like to do. But that can be found anywhere podcasts are bought and sold. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Open that shit.
You gotta
open up the plug bag.
Open it up.
Open up the plug bag.
Make sure it's not closed.
Open up the plug bag.
Make sure you got oxygen.
And don't mess around with it.
Oh, is that it? Okay, great. I love it. I expected to go, honestly, thank you for shortening these remixers. I appreciate it. I expected that to go on for another minute. That was Clopin, the plug bag by Lex415. Thank you, Lex415.
It's an interesting scheme. You get people to do it, and then they do it too long, and then you say, thanks for shortening them. And maybe the key is to not ask them to do it.
Okay, well, sure. I'll do that. Please don't do
you
these anymore.
You too, I'll tell you what.
I do feel as if we've been old friends for a long time.
There are certain... there's a certain amount of guests who come on this show and have a very antagonistic relationship with me. And it's I feel like you're falling into that camp.
If you need prayer, Brother Scott, for this problem, you know where to come. You know where to come.
Thank you so much. Well, I know where to come to thank all of you for being on the show.
Right? I dare you not to come.
Don't come if you want a bare God minimum ticket to heaven. Yes.
Max, so great to see you. Please, can we check in approximately 365 days, 366 or so, to see exactly what you've been up to in the previous 365?
I would love that. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Appreciate it. And Burnt and Joan, great. Obviously, continued success with your own podcast. You're a competitor at this point. So I don't know if I should feel.
We don't think of ourselves that way. We consider ourselves sort of almost a tourism arm of Dignity Falls.
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
I'd love to visit Dignity Falls.
What are the directions?
Oh, we'll write them down.
Okay, good. Yeah, good to know. And then R.L. Bakes, so great to see you again.
Tides Anonymous.
Tides Anonymous to you as well. Tides Anonymous. And Tides Anonymous to you out there. We'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.